95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards the goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and welcome to our show. If you've been here before, then we thank you for being a frequent listener. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversation that will motivate you to change or continue on your own health journey with confidence. Well, we know in this life that basically we all have the same goals. We all want to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. And everyone wants the same stuff, but it's the execution of it is what we all seem to really struggle with. I'm excited about my guest tonight, two guests tonight. I've got Annette Harris and Beverly Dotsey. And Annette and I actually go back a ways.
A long way.
Yes, and it all started with a bicycle.
Yep.
And we were both in a lot different shape back then, and you had more biking experience than I did, and I had bought like a $70 bike, and it was horrific.
Not fun, was it?
No, I took it back and got a better bike, but I couldn't keep up with you guys back then at all. So
you could now.
Well, things have changed, and it's definitely fun, but you've changed a lot, too. You've had quite a journey and quite a transformation, and you've inspired a lot of people, and as well as being, you know, a fantastic deli owner for, like, what is the best deli for 800 years in a row now, something like that?
Yes, 800 years. Really 17.
That's so great.
Yeah. That's been good.
It's been excellent, but that's what consistency does. So you guys have a top-notch product. And so tell us a little bit about your journey to a healthier Annette.
Well, I'll just do a quick version. Went for my yearly checkup. My doctor was going to put me on 3 prescriptions because borderline diabetic, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. And it blew my mind because I wasn't expecting that. I didn't think I was fat. I didn't think I was overweight. And I didn't think I was unhealthy because I was active. But that was not true. And instead of taking the pills, I said, give me 3 months. And I got with a nutritionist, joined the aquatic center, and got a trainer, Connie Gardner. And she whipped me into shape, and I lost 60 pounds.
Woo!
And I don't sit in my recliner and watch TV and go to sleep anymore at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't watch TV, and I'm active. And recently started taking yoga, which is way out of my comfort zone, but it's benefited me. So started eating healthy, exercising.
And changed your lifestyle.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, mm-hmm. The entire lifestyle.
And that's what they say, but really wrapping your head around that and making it happen, it's a big step because a lot of times we're just told you got to change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But they don't, there's like no plan of action how to really.
Well, you're still a fat person inside.
Yep.
Because you still love, and I still do love a good cheeseburger, mm-hmm. You know, but rather than eat healthy every once in a while, you know, and then eat junk all the time. You got to change all that around.
You flip-flopped it.
Yep.
Excellent. Congratulations.
And, thank you.
And this is one of your yoga friends, Beverly.
She's actually a yoga instructor and got me into that mess.
Okay. So how long have you been doing yoga?
Actually, I'm fairly new into yoga. I've only been doing it probably about 5 years.
Okay.
And I've been teaching it for 3 years.
Okay, great. And where are you currently?
Right now I teach Monday nights at Olympic Health at 5:30, and I teach Thursday nights at Depot Park at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so outside.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, and this is perfect weather for it.
You know, I was on my way in tonight, and I saw more people walking than I've seen in a long time, and it's just like, yes, mm-hmm. It's the fall is in the air, and everybody does. This is one of my favorite seasons, and it's a great season for people to take a look at what they're doing with their health, because it's right after summer, they kind of let loose, and now school's back, and routine can start again, and it's before the holidays. And I find for me and for a lot of the people that I work with, it's a great time for that, because they can get a handle on that blood sugar and get that balanced out before the holidays hit, where it becomes more of a, like you're talking about, you can have those choices once in a while instead of it be the opposite, where you're just like, out of control. Because they've had Halloween candy on the shelf now since like April. It's ridiculous.
I know. I've been fighting buying candy corn.
Yeah. It's just definitely crazy. Well, I want to talk about vegetables. Just yes. Because. Well, yeah. Well, because you've had to come a long way in that, you know? And so I know going from somebody who absolutely doesn't like vegetables, I kind of wanted to know, where are you in that? And what are your favorites now? And
well, I really didn't have my first salad till I was about 50. So I've never been a vegetable person. So mm-hmm. I had to go into it slow and just eat things that I liked. And still, broccoli is, I just hate broccoli still.
Okay. But I've tried it.
I've tried it every which way. But I do know that it's important to eat them. And mm-hmm. I will eat vegetables now.
Okay.
I like cucumbers. That might be my very favorite. But I like sweet potatoes. But that's really kind of a carb. So
yeah, that's those starchy ones. But
yeah.
Still. Well, it's great, though, that you continue to try things. I love that. I love hearing that. Because I think that one of the things that I've learned in my journey is sometimes how we can tell ourselves, like I'm a picky eater. And then that becomes who you are. And you think that and you say that and then you live that. And I just really like the fact that you've ventured out and started trying new things. And now you're definitely cooking a lot different.
And that's the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a bad habit of not really trying it. And so Beverly will say, how are you going to know if this is really good if you don't try it? And you know, she has kind of pushed me towards eating seafood and things I wouldn't even touch, but it's really good if it's fixed right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of our goal now.
Yeah.
To make healthy things taste good. They're not bad.
Yeah. I love that, because what I find is most people that have an experience with wanting to change their body composition and lose weight, or they go on a diet, it's grilled chicken, salad, and that's it. That is about as extensive as it gets, and so they don't think that it can taste good or be fun or anything like that. And I love that you guys are, we're going to talk a lot more about what you're doing when we come back after the break, but I just love that, because it's helping people to awaken to the fact that healthy can be great, it can taste good, and there's such a benefit to be able to eat something and not have it knock you off kilter.
Right.
Not have you have to go and feel like everything sweet's calling you, because what they just ate keeps them balanced and mm-hmm. allows that next choice to even be as good or better than the last choice.
Right.
Where I've lived my whole life just kind of chasing the flame of sugar.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, who has?
Yeah. So, well, good.
Okay.
Well, good. Well, I'm really glad that you guys are here, and we're going to, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about healthy eats with Annette, and we're going to learn a little bit more about what's going on there. So you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95, Common Zone Independent Radio Station. We'll be right back after the break.
Mm-hmm. Coleman, it's almost October. That means it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Wednesday, October the 4th through Sunday, October the 8th, and come celebrate our German heritage. The 5 days of activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Marketplatz. Oktoberfest 2017 features a car show, arts and crafts, a kids area, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, of course the famous beer garden, and even on select days, you got it, Live 95 is going to be broadcasting live. Come by and see us. This year's entertainment schedule is even better, including Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express, who's providing your genuine German entertainment on most weeknights. Then on Friday and Saturday, check out this lineup. The Beatles cover band performs Friday evening at 6:15, known as the Beatles, followed by the area's own Overtones at 8:15, and wrapping up the night, country music star Riley Green takes the stage at 10:15. Saturday features country band Countrywide at 6:15, followed by a local group, Round 2, at 8:15, and Flyby Radio will wrap things up on Saturday night, taking the stage at 10 o'clock. Sunday will feature the Cotton Pickin' Kids at 1:30, followed by Roy Crawford and his Coleman County Bluegrass Group, and Three on a String will wrap up Oktoberfest 2017, starting at 3:30 on Sunday. To get the full schedule and more information on the events taking place downtown, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com. Coleman Oktoberfest 2017, a Coleman tradition.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Messing up my
Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health. A show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
We are back with Annette and Beverly, and just by chance, if you happen to have a question for either of these ladies, you're welcome to call. Our number is 256-737-9505. All right, we're going to move on to what's happening with you guys now, because you've got a great gig going on with your day job, right?
Yep.
At Rumors. You're doing rocking that for a long time.
Yep.
And your journey to health has brought you to something brand new. So you want to share what that is?
It's called Healthy Eats by Annette. And Beverly and I decided we have the same interest in that. We work well together. And we thought, let's give it a shot. And I've been wanting to do something like this for a long time, but I couldn't really put it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done some meal prep for people, but it's mainly people that are, you know, doing competitions and fitness things like that. So, you know, I just thought that wasn't really what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And so Beverly and I talked about it a lot, and she kind of helped me, give me the little push to make it happen, because I'm so scattered with everything, I couldn't do it. You know, I just mm-hmm. could not put it together and connect. And I had some good ideas, but I couldn't, you know, get it going. So
you got your sidekick pushing you along.
Yep. You got to have an opposite, I think. So yeah. She's organized and I'm not. And I couldn't stay focused, I think. So, you know, and so now we've started making these meals. We thought, let's give it a shot. And you can, you know, she fixed it where we can make it easy to order and everything. And then we create 5 meals every week, and it comes out on Sunday nights.
The menu does?
The menu does.
Okay.
And together we kind of come up with a good variety on the menu for people. Just, you know, some are going to like seafood, some are not. Mm-hmm. Chicken, turkey, steak. Jump right in, Beverly.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to give a good variety, but we want it to taste good. And our target is not really so much those people that are trying to do a bodybuilding show mm-hmm. or anything like that. Our focus is for busy people that want to eat healthy. And, you know, everybody's been to the grocery store with good intentions. And you fill your cart with all these things and you get a few recipes off Pinterest or, you know, and you go home and you think, I'm too tired to do this. I don't have time. I can't even put it together and fix it. So it just kind of messes up and rots in the fridge. And so we wanted to fix that and change it for people. So mm-hmm. busy people. So we did some and she took them to work.
Yes, and it's also good for elderly people who maybe can't get out or, you know, cooking for just one isn't something that they like to do. So, you know, it's nice for them to have an option too, mm-hmm. you know, and their adult children can get it for them if they can't get out of the house to pick it up. You know, it's good for so many people, people who don't like to cook, people who are single and don't want to cook for just one. And, you know, you can take it for lunch at work, just pop it in the microwave, or you can, you know, put it for your dinner. You know, it's a hearty enough meal that you're going to feel satisfied.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about it? Is it like a certain number of calories or anything like that? Or is it just pretty much like a protein, a grain?
Well, it's kind of a combination of all of it. We have a nutrition breakdown on the meals of the week.
Okay.
So, and we post that with the menu now. So you can look at all that and pick and choose yourself, really. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you. And if you're paleo, low carb, or whatever, well, you can look at that and decide for yourself what you want.
What's your best fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the menu goes up and how does the ordering take
place?
Well,
the menu is online Sunday night at some point. We don't really have a set time yet, and it offers 5 different meals. You can pick the same meal. You can pick 5 different meals. You can pick 2 and 3. You know, it's just whatever you want, whatever appeals to you. And then you can place the order anytime from Sunday night till Thursday night at midnight. And then the form basically is disabled just to have a firm cutoff point. And then once their order is received, we send out an invoice through Square, and they just turn around and hit click to pay their invoice, put in their credit card information, and it comes back to us as paid, and then we just mark it down, and that's how we get process their order. So we don't process unless it's been paid for. Mm-hmm. It's really simple. Everything is just literally a click, and it's done. And we don't save their credit card information. We never see it, so there's no worry about that. We don't store it or keep it.
Okay. You just run to Vegas? No, just kidding.
No.
You told the secret.
Darn.
I told you not to say anything.
Well, that's just great. And, you know, what's really cool is I'm sure you guys are aware of the state of the health of Coleman. It's, you
yes.
know, we have a lot of room for improvement. And, gosh, we sure need something like this.
Yeah.
And it's really good. I think it's really a time needed thing, and it sounds like it's a really convenient way to do it. And is it basically through your Facebook page?
Yes, okay. Healthy Eats by Annette.
Okay.
And each word is separated when okay. you type it in to find the Facebook page. And there is an FAQ sheet pinned to the top, and that answers pretty much every question you could have. But of course, if you have a question that's not on there, you can message. Mm-hmm. And we're very responsive. The two of us sometimes answer the same person twice, but it's better than not getting an answer at all or getting ignored. So we try to stay right on top of it. And, because we want to encourage people to do it, because in every review we've had so far, like survey sheets come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, we want to know what people think, and everything's been great so far.
That's so good.
We were like, this, I'm not too sure about this one. And we thought we really messed up because we were tired. But it turned out that everybody loved it. It was this one dish. And
what was it?
Actually, Beverly did that. What was it, Beverly?
It was the kale and quinoa salad with grilled chicken with a vinaigrette. And so we were, it was late. It was the last meal and we were exhausted. And we were like, oh no, is this going to turn out? Is it going to be good? And it ended up being really good. So that was a pleasant surprise.
Did you like it? Did you like the
kale? We didn't even get to try it.
Okay.
we sell everything. So we don't even have anything. But yes, I have started eating kale.
Okay.
And, you know, I do like it. I do like that.
Good.
So. You know, that's another thing I like that I thought I wouldn't.
Yeah. And the quinoa, I really like quinoa.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, it is. It's just, it is. It's
and I'm
so
finding
good.
Out quinoa is gluten-free. So we're educating ourselves on all this stuff as we go. But, you know, we kind of knew a little bit anyway about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just a great thing. And what's fun for me is I love seeing people and hearing people enjoy what we cook.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to have flavor,
yes.
And it does. And, you know, we make our own sauces from scratch. We have a chimichurri sauce all from scratch that is delicious.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that. We make our own salad dressings.
We make our own steak sauce.
Oh, yeah, and it's really good.
Wow.
So, like, we might get a taste. We may lose weight because all we get is a taste of something. That's about it. Hey, Facebook land, are y'all checking in on everything going on up in here? Yeah?
What's really cool, though, too, is, like, it's for people with all goals.
Yeah.
You know, whether they're at a healthy weight and they just want to continue on that journey. Because, you know, it's just like holding back those hands of time because we're all going to be faced with things down the road. But the better choices we can make now, the better off we will be later. And it's just really, it's pretty cool to have a place in Coleman that's doing that.
Well, and here's something I think is, if you're having a hard time starting to eat healthy, if you could start with this, and then you say, okay, I'm feeling better. And then that might lead them to even taking it a step further, and they might learn to start doing low carb, or they might learn to do paleo, or they might learn to do something else.
Yeah.
But they have to get off of the bad stuff first.
Yeah. So we talk a lot about just, even if it's just cutting back a soda a day. And I'll tell people all the time, if your thing is fast food and it's drive-through, park the car.
Yeah.
Park and go inside, because at least it brings mindfulness to what you're doing at that point. So that's
a good way to think of it.
Mm-hmm. And you and I actually have a mutual friend, and he's the co-host of our show as of probably about a month ago, but he's away tonight, and it's Chad Oppel.
Oh, Chad.
Yep.
Yeah, Chad helped me to get my personal training certification.
Okay.
So Chad's a great guy.
He's something. We have a pretty good time going back and forth.
Yeah, he wants to spar me is what he says.
Well.
So I'm glad he's not here. He would want to do that tonight.
Well, yeah, he's going to measure me next week.
Uh-oh.
So it's on. Yeah, yep. There may be some sparring going on.
There might be.
That's so fun, though. I'm really happy for you. Really proud of you. I know.
Thank you.
Just too, it's not easy to sometimes, you know, lose the weight and keep it off. And it's being mindful and walking the talk. And
well, and I'm not human. Okay, the secret's out.
I am human.
So, you know, and I'm going to put on 5 or 10 pounds from time to time. But at least I know I've got to draw a line somewhere and get back to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you get in a rut and you need something different. And we're hoping that what we're doing is different, because every week it's a different menu.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not getting the same old stuff every week.
Yeah, that's excellent. And it's really nice when your new story kind of becomes your old story. So like you said, if you do go and you gain a few pounds back, it's like, man, I don't want to be here. Like, I don't like this anymore. And
right.
So what a great, it's just really good. Well, Beverly, thank you. And maybe someday soon I'll join you guys in yoga at the park.
Yep, that's somewhere it's I'm going fun. Right after this.
Yep. Okay. Well, you are listening to Path Changes Habits of Health Talk. Thank you to Annette and Beverly for joining us tonight. And the Big D radio show is up next. And you're in for a real treat because Big D is not in the house. We've got Chris Greer taking over the mic. So stay tuned. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found